What's up, everyone? Welcome into More Important Issues. Coming off a shutout win against Tennessee Tech. Shocker, I know. But it's Florida week. It's officially Florida week. We're here. Florida had a good game against Alabama. So I don't feel great about it, but it's here. And by the end of the week, we're all going to be talking to ourselves. You know, anything can happen. Tennessee's worst. I'll say it. It's the worst team in school history in 2017. And we should have beat Florida that year. So build that confidence up. More Important Issues brought to you by our sponsors, Tennessee Tap House, Hound Dogs, Billy Ratliff's Tap 40 Grill, and Blue Water Climate Control. And here's a quick word from our good friends at Blue Water Climate Control.
People always ask, where did we get the name Blue Water Climate Control? When a Navy ship casts off lines, exits the harbor, and loses sight of land, that's blue water sailing. It takes a team of people to do that. Tireless work, focus, and attention to detail. So much of starting a business is just like that. After it's done, you get filled with deep satisfaction for accomplishing something. And it's quickly followed by, now the real work begins. We're Blue Water Climate Control.
Balls are back.
Yeah, they had us the first half, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, could be Wayne!
I think I got my swagger back. Oh, oh!
Woo-hoo! I love it, baby!
Them orange britches! Something about them orange britches!
Tennessee wins!
By Tennessee, Jawan Jennings!
Ball hit high in the air into right field. Going back to Sayre. And Tennessee can say hello, win column. A grand slam in the bottom of the ninth. You can't draw it up any better.
We just won a basketball game, and we're very happy right now.
I made up my mind. I don't expect to ever look back. I'm going to stay at the University of Tennessee. Yeah!
Reddit did to do and welcome into More Important Issues. It is Sunday, September 19th. Landon mentioned it. You can't be upset. The Vols won. We can save all the anger for next Sunday, I'd imagine. sorry, that was negative. Landon can kind of, you know, normally I don't talk myself into a Tennessee win until Wednesday, Thursday night. Landon's already trying to do it on Sunday night. So sorry to bring in the negative, but I mean, listen. We don't look like a great football team right now, but at least, you should never lose an FCS opponent, but at least you went out and won. And an FCS opponent, that's as bad as Tech, for sure. But at least you went out, you did go and win. So there's not too much to really break down about it. Tennessee they were able to create some turnovers. They did get the ball in the end zone. You did get to see a lot of people, maybe not as much as you wanted to see from some people, but you did at least get to see something from just about everybody that was in uniform.
Yeah, I got some young guys, some playing time, got some guys who you haven't really seen a whole lot. I know Aubrey Solomon led the team in tackles, and I don't think he's played up to this point. So that was good to see just some guys getting some more playing time, guys you don't normally see or haven't seen the past 2 weeks. Defense looks good, and it's wild that we're talking about, you know, the third game of the season, we're talking about how big of a strength our defense is with this team and not the offense, which the whole offseason we're like, our defense is going to be terrible, offense has got to keep it afloat and carry this team, and now it's the exact opposite, just like every, you know, it's just the most Tennessee thing ever.
Every prediction that's been put out there. That is interesting. But the only unfortunate part about the defense, they haven't been able to create turnovers. So I haven't really – while they played okay, they've not contributed too much to the team at this point. Well, at least you were able to go and create turnovers this week. We talked about you've got to start capitalizing at some point. I don't think it might have been Jalen McColl that did his – he tried his hardest to give up an interception with the bobble. It might not have been Jalen. I don't know who it was now off the top of my head. But, at least you created turnovers. It was a very – I don't know where the heat came from. So as far as just being in attendance, I sweat a lot. Might have lost some weight sitting kneeling. So that's good. Looking for positives. Trying to bring in some positives from Saturday. And I think see if you agree with me on here. I think most Tennessee fans could agree that Hendon Hooker is the number one quarterback on the roster.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, you saw Harrison Bailey get, you know, it was garbage time. Did it really matter? No, but, like, it looked obvious that Hendon Hooker was I don't think Hendon Hooker played great.
Right.
But I think he definitely looked like your best quarterback on this roster.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess if you want to say, you know, unfortunately for Harrison Bailey, you know, we are basing what we've seen just in a Tennessee uniform. I mean, it seems like Hooker is the guy. Now, I mean, obviously, you know, some other things, like you said, you didn't get to see a lot of them. It was in garbage time. So you do have to kind of take those things in. But it's like, yeah, I think everything you know, it's got to be Hendon Hooker. And truthfully, how much more, I mean, yeah, I think you've seen all you need to see right now to at least give your a pretty good educated opinion.
Yep. Yeah, it's just unfortunate, but it is what it is. I think that with this offense and in the offensive line struggles at this point, I think you need somebody with mobility, and Hendon Hooker is the best guy for the job in that regard. So,
well, and also, I mean, I think it's beyond just mobility, because I think Harrison Bailey has enough mobility to be effective. I think it's more like, you know, like that escape artist style.
Yeah.
Like being able to really create plays with your legs, not just move out of the pocket.
Right. Yep. Yeah, man, make your legs a weapon, kind of like Josh Dobbs. When nothing was available, you always had that option. And I don't think you have that option with Harrison Bailey. And probably even Joe Milton, other than that run he had against Pitt that only turned into like a 50-yard field goal.
Right. I would like to see Hendon Hooker obviously take better care of the ball. A little bit of that with Pitt. You know, obviously he comes into that game. You really don't want those turnovers in a game when you're playing someone with the caliber of Tennessee Tech. That means you're probably more than likely you're probably making mistakes rather than them making the plays. You know, that fumble's one of those you just got to get down. The one that Tennessee gave up. First off, you shouldn't be wanting to take those hits. They might not feel too bad on Saturday, but this coming Saturday, that hit's going to hurt for sure.
So oh, yeah.
Let's not take those.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you're not going to last very long in the SEC if you're taking a lot of those throughout the season. So, yeah, for sure, learn how to slide, get down, whatever you got to do. But, yeah, don't take those hits, and you avoid a fumble if you do that. I think you fumbled twice, but we got one of them back.
Only lost one, yeah.
Yeah. I was happy no drop picks.
That's a good point.
Jalen Curry tried to drop that first one, but he ended up coming up with it. I think that was good to get some of those DBs some confidence. We've mentioned how they played well, but not just like good enough where anybody is going to, you know, write home about it. You know, they're not going to write an article somewhere that, hey, the DBs at Tennessee are showing out when they're not able to cause turnovers. But I think that was good to get them some confidence. I think he had four interceptions with four different players: Alante Taylor, Jalen McCullough, Tamari McDonald, and Sloan Page.
Sloan Page, yeah, with a touchdown. Alante should have had a touchdown.
Yeah, inches away from a pick six. Yeah,
dead, and I mean, I yelled it. You can't blow it dead in the middle of the play.
Oh yeah,
you have to give it a chance. Like I even said, I think that's out of bounds, but there's no reason to blow it dead.
I mean, officiating, and maybe it's just because social media is just huge and everything is just like, just put out there, like every little bit of, you know, cameras.
It doesn't help.
Yeah, cameras just capture everything nowadays. But the officiating just seems to be just so bad. Just in bad, like really big situations, just bad officiating.
Well, I mean, it's definitely social media, because I mean, how often has the inadvertent whistle stuff happen and it gets glossed over if it doesn't get caught because you can't go back and watch it? Because that same kind of play, the Mississippi State Memphis play I'm referring to, happened in the, I can't remember what year it was now. I mean, fairly recently, Tennessee Vanderbilt game in Neyland. Tennessee had a pick six to win it in overtime. It was blown dead. Like everyone in the stadium heard the whistle and they said, no whistle was blown. Like play's going to stand as a touchdown for Tennessee. But they definitely blew it dead.
Yeah, it's just not been great. You had that, and then you had the targeting call. I mean, targeting is just bad in general. But the targeting call against Auburn, in the Penn State game. That was bad. And you mentioned the Memphis Mississippi State. That was bad for like three reasons.
Dude, it was well. It's just funny.
They didn't do anything right on that play.
I love how they're like he never blew his whistle, but he started waving his arms, you know, to mark the spot. No, he definitely blew his whistle. 100% blew his whistle. Like yeah. That's my favorite part. Is like even if the and like by the end of the play, even if they got the rule right by the end of the play, he blew it dead, so you can't play. Like it's an inadvertent whistle. Ball's gonna be spotted there. So it's incredible. And then the number fours, you mentioned that, which I don't know if I mean, not any memorable time has there been two numbers on the field. Like that's not a common penalty. So it's an interesting one to catch and miss. What was it? Wasn't there another one? Wasn't there another issue? Or was it just two?
He was down.
Oh, they say he didn't possess the ball though, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's I mean, I'm glad I don't like Memphis, but I think it's funny to see them beat Mississippi State. I'll say that. Like,
yeah, it wasn't cool for me. I kind of had money on it, so it kind of sucked. Yeah. But whatever. That's how it goes. That's well, betting that's like, for you.
I wasn't cheering for Florida, and I wasn't cheering for Alabama. Obviously, I want Alabama to cover because I wanted money, but I would Bama lose too. I enjoyed watching Florida lose. It was a good night. What nothing was going to bring me down there, but if I wasn't
winning
money,
I didn't understand
seen.
All the people cheering at Old City Sports Bar.
Yeah, no, even if I was happy, I wasn't going to cheer.
Right? No,
like I was okay with Florida losing, but yeah, I was not going to just erupt. Right. You know what I would have loved if since I didn't win money, like Alabama didn't cover, it would have been really nice just for them to go ahead and lose. It sucks that they won and I didn't win.
Right.
That sucks. Yep. That's really sad. So that's the only way I would have been happy. Like maybe have, you know, given a little fist bump or something. But yeah, mm-hmm. you're not gonna catch me cheering for Florida. Not a chance.
Yeah, going back to the Tennessee Tech game, was there anything that really stood out to you? You're just like, that's not great.
Tennessee's run defense. And then what I think it made it more depressing watching Florida run on Alabama. maybe highlighted a little bit for me. I don't know. Let's see. They finished with – oh, they only had 35 yards rushing. How many did their quarterback have? I feel like that quarterback had 100 yards by himself. Probably lost it all in sacks, though, too, to be fair.
Yeah, maybe.
it felt like their quarterback was giving us some trouble. I don't know.
Well,
I
mean, they switched quarterbacks, too.
Well, yeah, after he got hurt.
Yeah.
The one that was actually
they had like what five different people attempt to pass.
Yeah, then they ended up I think one was a receiver. But yeah, they ended up playing three quarterbacks in total Saturday. I didn't think it looked but again, you feel like you have to take it with a grain of salt, so it's not like alarming. Just because what's Tennessee running to in that game that is mm-hmm. it gonna help? You know, I don't know. It wasn't completely terrible. And then Tennessee's offensive line didn't. I mean, so I guess offense line play wasn't except like where you would want to be necessarily against an FCS opponent, I guess.
Yeah, I think the offensive line definitely didn't look great to me. I mean, they should run all – I mean, you ran for like, what, 300 yards against Bowling Green the first week, and then, I mean, if you take out Hendon Hooker, he was our leading rusher for 64 yards.
Right.
Not a single running back rush for over 15 yards on one play. So there's just not enough big plays within this offense for me to be excited about it. Like, we can't hit on deep balls.
I was going to say, how many would you have if you could hit on a deep ball?
Yeah, I mean, we don't – what was the big one? 45 was the longest reception we had yesterday, and that was Velus Jones. I mean, it's just not enough for me to be like – okay, yeah, we can compete with that team.
Right.
If you don't have big plays, I don't think you're good enough to sustain a ton of drives.
Yeah, I mean,
especially when you're turning the ball over and not getting turnovers on the other side.
Going into sustained drives, you don't have enough consistent play to overcome not having any big plays.
Right.
I'm not negative about anything that happened in yesterday's game. You went out, I mean, you scored 56 points. You held them to zero. Should have been three. I don't know who Tex kicker is. Who do I need to yell at? What was he aim at? Could he see the uprights? I'm going to get him LASIK. I mean, good Lord.
How many did they get? Did they only kick one?
They only attempted one.
Okay.
And it was bad. It was a bad attempt. I'm pretty confident the state I was in, I could have at least given it a similar go. But that's, you know, it's hard to just be upset about anything. I'm not. I mean, I feel like everything Tennessee could have done in that game or should have done, they did. So it's hard to be upset. I mean, I'm not upset about it at all. I know a lot of people are just depressed that Tennessee just doesn't look good, but I think Pitt maybe we found out Pitt's not that great of a team. So the way Tennessee looked against them maybe was kind of a false alarm. Like, yeah, Tennessee's probably might be close to Pitt, but Pitt's farther behind than we thought, it seems.
Yeah, them losing at home to Western Michigan didn't make me feel any better about this team. And then I didn't feel great after the game, but then when Florida gave Alabama the game that they did, I really didn't feel good about it. So
yeah,
we
talked about on Thursday, Florida's a 17-point favorite. I don't know if that's changed at all since then. Probably has. I guess it was nice to – I mean, I think it was nice to see Harrison Bailey. At least you got to – I feel like that's my – I mean, that was my only thing.
Do you think it kind of put it to rest?
I can put to rest that, you know, me thinking he might be the most talented quarterback on this roster. Yeah, definitely I think that can put that – my thought to rest. I don't know if it necessarily puts the – I think the QB1 situation is still, you know, pretty fluid, but I think it's more fluid between Hooker and Milton. Like, I think
– right.
I think Bailey is definitely the third. I don't know how far behind, because the thing with Hooker and Milton is like, if they can't fix it, if they can't tweak a couple parts of their game, then they're no more effective than Bailey. So I don't know how far behind he truly is, but I think he's definitely the three. Yeah.
Do you think we would have seen Brian Maurer yesterday?
I'm not talking about him. You're gonna end up on his. You're gonna make me end up on his TikTok page.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to be at the beginning of some movie scrolling. They didn't believe in him. They said he couldn't do it. I'm not going to be that. Did I send you that TikTok?
I don't think so.
It was weird. I'll just send it to you. It's a weird one. I was just casually scrolling through my TikTok today, and that popped up. I was like, why am I subject to this crap? It's probably because I'm on TikTok. That's my first mistake.
Yeah. You spent too long on TikTok. You start burying yourself. It's like, oh, I've spent an hour scrolling. My thumb hurts.
Yeah, no. Yeah, definitely. That happened.
Third down. I wasn't super impressed on third down. 4 for 13 just isn't what you want to see from a team like a team that's only scored 14 points this entire year against FCS opponents. You did have 24 first downs, but you had to go for – we attempted 5 fourth downs. Like, that just doesn't sit right with me. I'm just like, we should never get to fourth down against Tennessee Tech.
Didn't even really notice that in the moment, but I don't like that.
It was nice kind of going into, because, like, if you don't watch it again, you kind of forget about it. Yeah, I'm not watching it again either. Not a game I don't really care about. But, like, you just kind of forget because you're not – worried at all. Like, you don't remember every little thing that happened. One guy I was impressed with, I know we're about to get into that, but Kobe Morgan, the punter, I thought he kicked it pretty well.
How many punts did he have? Did he have more than one?
I thought he had 4.
We punted that. He was the only one that punted. I guess he was – okay. Yeah, no, he had one really, really good punt, I know for sure. Right. I don't know. I don't know what he averaged. Little over 50 yards.
Oh, his average is 38 and a half. But that long was 55. I thought that one punt, I guess I didn't know he punted that many times either. But
I didn't know Tennessee punted that many times. Talking about things that just don't sit right.
Yeah, that's not good either. But yeah, does it make you feel a little better that Kentucky almost got beat by UTC?
Oh, I mean, Kentucky's probably a better situation than Tennessee right now, but I don't think they're much better. I mean, and after week one, and even some people week two after they beat Missouri, you know, Will Levis. I mean, he's a good quarterback, but he's not going to go and beat
Corral or anything like that.
No, I mean, he's a good, like,
I'm more scared of Lynn Bowden Jr. than Will Levis.
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably agree with that. I don't know. But I mean, he's definitely, I think he's a good quarterback, but he's not what Kentucky fans think he is. I know that.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, I was hoping, I mean, I kept asking you for updates because good Lord, I mean, there were maybe 60,000 people there yesterday and I had no service, zero service, could not even load Twitter.
Yeah, it got but that way for me, like after the first quarter, like I couldn't get service.
Weird. Really weird. So yeah, I was asking you for updates for that UTC game. I was really
hoping. It was just super slow. I had it, but like I wish you would just tell me no. I just hate fighting with it when I it just takes too long.
You get one page refreshed and then you want more.
Right.
You want more. Talking about people that impressed. I mean, I know it wasn't, again, grain of salt, but it was just nice to see Bayless Jones Jr. get involved. You mentioned it, I think, on Thursday that he just hadn't done much, and I believe he was battling maybe some nagging injuries, if injuries is the right word. Just
a lot of hamstring.
Yeah, just like some injury, you know, type stuff. So it was nice to see him get involved, get a touchdown, and just be around because, I mean, you would like to utilize his speed more. So getting him some touches, getting him comfortable. It was good seeing him.
Yeah, I think he's definitely a big play waiting to happen. And, you know, that's why I like him returning kicks and punts. That first one he ran to the goal line, I know it was called back, but then he had a big punt return in the game too. So, yeah, I just think he's a weapon Tennessee needs to get healthy and needs to utilize more, not just on special teams but on offense too.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Walker Merrill got a lot of catches.
Yeah, I was
got a lot of targets.
He started too.
Oh, didn't notice that.
Yeah, I mean that was kind of my thing yesterday. Like who, like what were they doing? What was the? I know some starters were playing late in the game, which I thought was kind of weird. Like Tyon Evans had, I think, the second to last touchdown in the like late in the third quarter. I was like, why are these starters in the game? Yeah. But then Colby Morgan punted, like he was our punter. Toby Wilson kicked. I was just like, I don't know who's healthy and who's not. Like, it was just a weird game. I know Joe Milton didn't dress out. Cooper Mays didn't play. Jabari Small didn't play. But, yeah, it just was kind of weird with the rotation and everything, like how they did things.
Yeah, I mean, looks like they were kind of what we said on Thursday, like get a lot of guys in. A lot of people should play. Ton of defensive guys that are, you know, that got playing time. You got to rotate a lot of guys in there. I mean, we saw both Brandon Turnage and
Christian Charles.
We did see Christian Charles too. Yeah, I mean, a lot. You got to see a lot of people. So that was good. I don't know if there was probably not a lot of, you know, rhyme and reason to it. Probably just getting guys on the field. Tyon Evans, it seemed like he played more towards the end of the game. I don't know if that was just we're going to play you when they're tired too, maybe to try to avoid some injury from him. I don't know what the reason would be. But, yeah, he did get a lot of touches late. Sloan Page, three total tackles. Did he have a tackle for a loss?
No, he didn't.
I was thinking maybe he got involved in a sack, possibly. And then a touchdown. I think you mentioned that earlier.
Yep, got a pick six. And then I was super impressed with Byron Young. Didn't get home on those sacks, but I think he disrupted a lot of things that quarterback was trying to do, especially early in the game. And then, you know, tied for team leading in tackles with six.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I just think that gives Tennessee a different dynamic up front. When you have a guy like that coming off the edge. Now, it was against Tennessee Tech, but if he's able to do that consistently against Florida and teams like that, I think right. Tennessee will be setting pretty well defensively. Because yeah. I think that led to a couple turnovers, him just being all over the quarterback and him throwing it before he wanted to.
Right. And I mean, first, we'll see next week, obviously, how impactful he can be against an SEC team. But like you said, it was good to see him at least back. Tennessee needed him. So good to see him on the field.
Then Aubrey Solomon. I mentioned him before, like didn't see him the first 2 weeks, then had six tackles, half a tackle for loss. I mean, did he solidify himself getting into that defensive front rotation?
He may have. I forgot he was even on the roster. When they mentioned his name Saturday, I was like, well, okay.
Yeah.
He is still here.
We'll take it.
Hard to keep up with all the transfers. I thought maybe missed him leaving too.
But it was nice to get Tennessee Tech, but tackles for loss, getting a couple of those. I thought Theo Jackson, again, played pretty well. Had a half a sack, 1.5 tackles for loss, 3 total tackles. He just seems to be a playmaker for that defense. Whether it's in the run game, in the secondary, he seems to kind of be all over the field for them.
Yeah, no, Theo Jackson's played really good. Been very, very – I've been surprised and then very excited that it's it's taken this direction with him. He's played really good football. Hopefully he can get in on some turnovers. And that would be big. I feel like that's a guy who is going to have opportunities to, get the ball out in the backfield with quarterbacks. Curious to see how him and both Jalen McCullough, kind of how their position evolves throughout the year, because I think you're going to need even more from them. You're going to have to find creative ways to get them – they're kind of the focal point of a play rather than you're just hoping they get to the ball. Credit to the defense. They're doing a great job of getting to the ball. I know, again, it's FCS opponent, but they've done it for 3 weeks now, so credit to them for getting to the ball.
Yeah, two guys that, when the backups were kind of in, Christian Charles and William Mohan, or Apache Mohan, whatever his nickname is, I thought they played pretty well. I thought, they got to the football. They made some plays in the run game, but it just seemed like they were comfortable within the defense. I don't know exactly how complicated the defense was at that point, but it didn't look like playing in Neyland Stadium for their first, real snaps at defense really affected them at all.
No, not too much for them. Should be
building depth.
What a task.
What a task.
I'm not very excited for this week, I won't lie. It's gonna be hard.
Yeah, it's gonna be rough. Did Hendon Hooker, I feel like he impressed me. Again, like I don't know.
I don't know if impressed me is the right word, but
I mean, he's definitely like one of our best offensive players.
Yeah. And I think he just right now, it seems like he's going to give you the best chance to win.
Just like taking care of the football is like his biggest thing right now.
Yeah. And I think you said you think if Hendon Hooker starts Tech. So we're in the two scenarios, I think, that we both gave, where you said if Hooker starts against Tech, he's going to start against Florida. I said Hooker may start against Tech, but if it's due to injury, Milton will start at Florida. So that looks like the two circuit, like, because he didn't dress out. So
who do you think starts?
I'll be, as of right now, I'll be shocked if Milton doesn't.
Doesn't, okay.
I don't know, shock. I won't be just completely blown away, but I think Milton will start, assuming he's healthy.
Okay.
If he dresses out for Florida, I think he starts.
I mean, I just have a hard time thinking it's not Hendon Hooker.
No, I mean, I think Hooker.
And I'm not trying to bash you or anything.
I agree with you in the sense of, like, I think Hooker might be give you a little bit more. I would just be with it. Seemed like, I mean, Milton got the nod fairly early. I don't know. We talked about there's got to be something to him being Heupel's guy. I mean, and I don't think it's like obvious. I don't think it's just glaring how much better Hooker is than Milton. Mm-hmm. Now, if Milton addressed, this game, maybe even played some, but Hooker started, I probably have a different opinion. But the fact that Milton didn't even dress out, I think if he's healthy for Florida, I think he may start.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be interesting because, like, if Milton does start and he kind of is the same thing, overthrowing people, taking sacks, not taking care of the ball, is that kind of it?
Yeah, maybe you pull the trigger faster, bringing Hooker in. I don't know. yeah, I didn't. We'll see. I didn't even really pay attention. I probably should have more last night to Florida's pass rush. I'm sure they have a quality one, but I just didn't really pay attention. And that may matter, you know, if they feel like it's going to take a quarterback scrambling and making his own time, maybe they just straight up roll with Hooker and don't look back. I don't know.
Yeah, I definitely think with just watching Florida a little bit, I know we're at a bar, so it's just kind of hard to just really focus in on a game. But I think the linebackers are definitely going to be tested over the middle. They went right after Henry Toto. and it worked for them. I mean, they didn't ask Emory Jones to do a lot. I mean, he made a lot of plays with his legs, so they're going to be – tested in that regard too, to keep, you know, they had a tough time keeping Kenny Pickett in the pocket. So Emory Jones is a much tougher task. And then, you know, they're going to ask him to do a lot of short intermediate throws. And they got some playmakers on the outside to do that.
I will say, with you mentioned the Kenny Pickett Emory Jones comparison, the thing about that, I think, is Kenny Pickett's more composed than Emory Jones. Like, I think, mm-hmm. You know, Kenny Pickett, you get back to the quarterback. Now I feel like you've got to – your defense is going to have to make another play, whether it be in the secondary or you getting to Pickett with Emory Jones. I mean, if you just get back there and you force him out of the pocket, you've got a really good chance of him making
– Yeah, with him being – with Kenny Pickett being his fifth or sixth year or whatever it was, I mean, it's definitely hard to make him rattled enough where he makes mistakes with the ball. But Emory Jones, yeah, he – definitely, you know, younger guy, hasn't had a ton of experience at Florida. So yeah, maybe you can do that, but yeah, he's definitely more athletic than Kenny Pickett. So if he gets out of the pocket,
yeah,
it's going to be a rough day for Tennessee.
And Florida ran the ball well. So another obvious concern. I know we'll save that for our bit, but
yeah, that's what I was concerned about too. Cause they haven't in the past, like what, 5 years.
Well, they have against Tennessee. Well. I feel like they've probably – I don't know what their rushing stats have been, but
they don't have Kyle Pitts.
10 years. They don't have Kyle Pitts. They don't have Kyle Pitts. But the bad news is Florida's got a backup quarterback. It's probably better than their starter, so that means we get down to their backup, and Richardson's going to tear us apart. So.
Yeah. I mean
– did you see where apparently he was out with a hamstring injury but was doing backflips and warm-ups?
Richardson?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's a good way to get your
right
coach to have a heart attack.
Maybe, I don't know. Was he really out with an injury? That's my question. Is his coach a liar? I'm not saying he's a liar. I'm just asking.
I'll say it. He's a liar. That's kind of all I got. I mean, there's not a lot to really talk about Tennessee Tech. Hey, if y'all got any questions in the chat, feel free to chime in. Tell us where you're listening from. Also, we're big geography guys. We haven't said that in a while. I just thought about it. So, yeah, just let us know where you're listening from. Appreciate y'all in the chat. Hey, we're 2-1.
2-1. And I'm still just not happy. Maybe it's my fault. Maybe it's my fault. We'll call it my fault.
Like, if we play really good yesterday and, like, hit on some of those deep balls, I mean, we probably score, like, what, 80 points at least?
Yeah, and then I'm just a grumpy old man of, like, the game still lasted almost 4.5 hours.
Yeah, it was pretty long.
I'm like, all right, can we please just get out of here? Like, please. I'm tired.
Well, Tennessee Tech, like, they just kept throwing the ball because they couldn't run it. And so it was just, like, every play was, like, a incomplete pass.
And we stayed there till the last whistle. I don't know why. I don't know why we're so stupid.
We're just taking it all in, baby. Good win.
It was sprinkling. And we were just like, yeah, we'll wait till the final whistle. Tennessee Tech calls a timeout with like 18 seconds left. I'm like, what are you drawing up? I mean, what play could you score 56 points on?
Annexation of Puerto Rico. That's what it was.
I want to know that. I'm not. I don't know. Whatever. A win is a win. I drove home happy last night, other than the 10 minutes that I was in a torrential downpour. Couldn't see like 5 feet in front of me. That was nice. Other than that, yeah, it was a good day. I'm Saturday, next Saturday may not be as enjoyable, but good news, we won't get to watch it. So,
oh, I'll watch it.
I'm not going to.
You're not going to.
Unless we start winning, then I'm going to curse us. Oh, okay. Not watching it. Yeah. If we are winning and we didn't get to watch like the first quarter, are you going to tune in or are you just going to have to follow? Like what's your thinking there?
I mean, I gotta, like, I'll turn it on from the opening kickoff. Like, I'll just have it on.
What if you miss? What if you miss like the first kickoff? We return it back for a touchdown. Are you going to tune in?
I'll let it play out. See what happens.
You'll tune in after they go up 17-7. You'll start watching.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Smart. Smart. Any other questions, concerns for this this Tennessee team going? I know I'm sure we'll talk about it some more this week, but going into this Florida game, Chris has already said we have a chance against Florida. Whew. I don't think it.
Who said we're bragging about beating Tennessee Tech?
I'm bragging about it. Tennessee Tech sucks.
I mean, you could. Like,
I'm bragging about it. Win's a win.
Yeah. I mean, we're just trying to enjoy it. I don't know why you're mad. Let us have it.
The best part is the Avatar is purple in it. It's a Tech fan. I'm just kidding. There's no Tech fans. I mean, I'm on the record saying we should never play FCS opponents in the fall. So I can assure you, this man right here is not bragging about it.
We've stayed at those dorms at Tennessee Tech before, so I hope I feel bad.
I hope the athletes' dorm is nicer now.
Yeah, that was rough.
But I feel bad for whatever kids they put in there. That's rough.
Maybe they've done some renovations. Hopefully,
doubt it.
Since then,
probably. That wasn't that long ago.
I do think Tennessee needs to get healthy. I think they need Cooper Mays back.
Yes,
at center. You know, Bayless Jones it seems like he's getting healthier. Jalen Hyatt played a little bit, not a whole lot. I think they just need to get healthy at some spots. Cooper Mays is probably the big one. I think they're really missing him at center from a communication standpoint and just being one of your best five offensive linemen on a line that's not been very good to this point.
Yeah, I think that's probably your biggest getting back from injury right now. Beyond that, I don't know if there's anyone that could just – if we want to say Joe Milton, but I don't think that one's like Cooper Mays. Because, again, Hendon Hooker may be the better one. So, that one would obviously be nice to get back. B. Hunter, Greensboro, North Carolina. What has to happen for us to beat Florida? QB play, obviously. Tennessee, obviously.
We got to get a lot of turnovers.
That goes into my point. Tennessee has to play better, obviously, but – it's going to take Florida not playing a great game either. They're just better than Tennessee as it stands. So it would take Florida being an off game and Tennessee playing really, really well. I mean, I don't know where they're number 11 after the Alabama loss. I don't know where they'll sit, come tomorrow, but it's going to take a not great game from them. Yeah, QB play is obviously important, though.
Yeah. That kind of is what QB play, and I think you're going to have to hit home on some big chunk plays to have a chance in this game.
I was going to say offensively, and this goes into what me and you were talking about earlier with like being that consistent. I think consistency on offense really got to try to avoid three and outs. If Florida runs the ball that well, you've got to assume they're going to control a lot of pace of the game. So you've got to try and do that when you have the ball. How do you not run the ball a lot next week if you're Florida?
Oh, yeah. So,
We'll see. Credence asks, how did Byron Young play? Not great. I think everyone was a little excited that he was probably going to get some opportunities this game that he wouldn't have gotten against Pitt just because of the opponent. But he didn't play bad.
Yeah, I thought he disrupted some plays. He definitely made his presence known. Mm-hmm. But Tennessee Tech was also getting the ball out really quick. You know, they weren't just sitting back there and trying to make a big play. They were trying to get it out quick, and you know that's why they didn't have very many chunk plays themselves, is they didn't really hang on to the football to give Tennessee many opportunities. I think we still had four sacks, but A couple of those came from DBs. So we timed up some of that nickel blitz. I think Danico Slaughter had one, and maybe Theo Jackson had another. So, yeah, just didn't give Tennessee a lot of opportunities to sack the quarterback. And I don't know how much Florida is either with, you know, Emory Jones back there. I think I'm sure they feel good about their offensive line with the way they're running the ball. So they might try to have some big plays. But Tennessee's done a great job to this point to limit those. So I don't know. And we prove that we can catch the football in the air if it comes to us. So that was big for this week, getting some confidence going.
Definitely good to – I mean, good to win a ball game, regardless, I guess. So we'll roll with it.
Yeah, it was a shutout, baby. I said 6-3 to nothing. You said 56-3, right?
And it should have been 59-3 is what I said. It should have been. I don't know how that kid misses that.
You said 59 or 56?
59-3.
Okay. So we're out there. Pretty close.
That was Tennessee's first shutout since 2019 UTC. So another FCS opponent.
That was the most we scored in a game since Vanderbilt in the 90s.
Nuh-uh. Really?
Or maybe it was like early 2000s, late 90s. I'm pretty sure.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. But wouldn't have guessed that one. Trivia question would have been answered incorrectly. How many did Tennessee score? I'll show you up. See here. Cool. So real quick, Juwan Jennings. Touchdown. There were a couple touchdowns for some Tennessee guys in the NFL today.
Yeah, you had
Tennessee scored 63 against Western Kentucky in 2009. So maybe large margin, that's the same point.
I guess like most points they've had in a shutout.
In a shutout? Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. I was about to say, I feel like
I think they beat them like 65-0 in 94.
Gotcha. Okay. Since then, I was throwing up. Yeah, what about Juwan? I mean, that was his first catch too, wasn't it?
Yep. First catch is a touchdown. I mean, you can't be surprised. I mean, everything. No. Just beating the odds. Just being a dog.
I don't know what it would end up at. Do you know?
I don't. It might have been his only catch.
I think it might have been his only catch, which is nuts.
But they only won like 17-11. Yeah. So, I mean, that was the difference in the game. Was his touchdown? I think it was right before the half. It was like 10 seconds left to go in the second quarter. 11 yard pass to put them up 7-3. Went on to win 17-11. So,
I'm very excited that he, you know, got on a roster last year. I think he might have been banged up throughout the year, but was only practice squad. So really cool to see him on an actual roster. Obviously, get his first touchdown, and then Cordero Patterson had two today.
Oh yeah, getting it.
Had two touchdowns. One that him and Matt Ryan had to really make something out of nothing. Pretty impressive. He did have another catch. Juwan did. He just had two targets, two catches. So
okay,
good for him. Very excited for Juwan Jennings. What they used to call him at in high school?
I don't know. He had a nickname?
Yeah, it was like JJ Jetplane. That was it.
Yeah, there you go.
Which is an interesting name for him because he's not the fastest.
Yeah, I guess
he's never been the fastest.
Maybe he was in high school to be a quarterback. I don't know. He's definitely not. Like, in the NFL, it definitely was, like, a reason he almost didn't get drafted. But, hey, he's catching touchdowns. Who cares?
Yeah, no, you gotta watch the tape. He's not a guy that you're just gonna be wowed by his 40 time. You're just gonna be wowed by the way he plays football. So
mm-hmm. Passion.
Love it. Let's talk some college football. The locks were not super friendly. 1-3 this week, I think.
You did?
On locks, yeah. I had Alabama, Cincinnati, Coastal over, and then Stanford. Stanford was the only one that covered.
Cincinnati covered.
They end up winning?
Yeah, by 14. That was one of mine.
Okay, so that – I was thinking that one in the teaser. Okay. The reason I was thinking that is I was very, very close to winning 2 8-leg parlays. Very, very close. Okay, so they did end up. All right, 2-2. Not the worst. 2-2.
I forget. I know I had Ole Miss, Alabama. Oh, I had Mississippi State. That's right. And there was one more, I think. I don't remember who it was.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't keep up with your locks.
But I did hit on some big ones later that night. I had BYU to win. And then I had somebody else.
God, that BYU game was crazy.
Yep.
That ending, specifically.
What about Clemson winning 14-8?
I didn't watch much of that game. By the time I got home, I turned on the end of the Penn State-Auburn game. Oh, my God, it didn't look like either team wanted to win that one. watched the BYU-Arizona State game, and then Washington State-USC, I think. Yeah. What time was that game? Is that the Pac-12 at dark? Because by that point, I was in and out of sleep.
Oh, UCLA. Who did they play?
They played Fresno State. I did watch the
game. I picked Fresno State to win.
Did you see how they won?
No.
Their quarterback was
asleep. I was exhausted.
Their quarterback was like dying on the field. Like he was having to be carried off the field after each possession. What's his name? Jake Haner. Dude, he led a touchdown winning drive with like less than 2 minutes left, and then UCLA goes down and scores again. They get the ball with like 40 something seconds left. He goes down, scores another touchdown, and can't walk off the field. Jesus. I don't know, like, if he was exhausted, if he was injured. I have no idea how it happened because I tuned in at the end of that game. But, yeah, that game was nuts. And, yeah, Fresno State.
Oh, Kansas State was my other one.
Yes.
So, I went 2-2. So, you went 2-2, right?
I ended up going 2-2. I thought 1-3. I didn't think Cincinnati covered.
Ole Miss freaking rolled.
Yeah, and it was so I watched probably like the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 minutes of that game. And the way Tulane was playing, I was like, oh, shoot, like this might be a close game. Because I just wasn't paying attention to this and like looked at the score and I was like, oh, never mind. There was a lot of urgency to be down like 30 points. It's like, what is going on?
Yeah, it was that game probably had to last like 5 hours. I can't imagine how long it's going to last when we play Ole Miss.
Oh, yeah. Your only hope is the offense is just get in and out so quick. That's right. Your only hope. That's it. Good luck getting anything else. Any other games, you notable games? We mentioned Kentucky and UTC coming down to the last play of the game. Big time by the Southern Conference. Oh, that game was at 3:30. What game did I watch Pac-12 at dark? It wasn't the Fresno State games. I tuned in real late for that one. I don't know who it was. Sorry, I lost my train of thought looking at the time of that game. The South Carolina-Georgia game. Is Georgia – did they find offense with Stetson?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Interesting. I mean, do you start JT when he's healthy? Like, who do you start, I guess?
Yeah, they're kind of in the same boat, I guess, Tennessee's in. A little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, because
their
offense didn't score a touchdown.
Stetson Bennett even a scholarship player?
I have no idea. I mean, I would think so, but is he not?
I don't know. Maybe, I'm sure he definitely wasn't at one point. Maybe he is now.
Right. Shoot. I don't know. We briefly talked about the
South Carolina Mississippi
State game. Oh, they're terrible. They're terrible. Hilariously terrible.
So, yeah, you got to start JT. I mean, he 23 for 31, 303 yards, three touchdowns. Yeah, you got to. Sorry, Bennett.
Wait, when did did JT play against South Carolina?
Yeah, Stetson Bennett was the game before.
I thought they were talking about – so I didn't watch that game. I just kept up with it. I thought they were saying Stetson was the starter against South Carolina. Oh, yeah. No, start JT then.
Maybe he did start. I know he played. He was 1 for 3 in an interception, but JT Daniels was definitely the better quarterback.
Yeah, no, if that's – I mean, I thought – I said that because I thought he had scored the 41 points, or 40 points, not JT. We kind of talked about the Auburn-Penn State game. That's why – someone tweeted it. I don't know who it was. So that's why you need home-and-home football games right there. That's what college football – that's what makes it special, those night games that are just freaking mayhem. Auburn, I thought Auburn played well. They obviously – Bo Nix is he's the weirdest quarterback of all time. He's not good, but he can make some really, really good plays.
Right.
Very strange. That shouldn't have been targeting. That's never targeting. The plays that should be targeting was the Illinois-Maryland guy. That's targeting.
Yeah.
That's targeting.
Yeah, it's just like the inconsistency of it that's just so bad, like so mind-boggling.
And I get whatever. I mean, have at least – if you're going to do that stupid targeting crap, then I guess just don't eject that guy for it. Like if you want to give the 15-yard penalty, then half the distance of the goal in that situation and a new set of downs, whatever. Because I think even though I wouldn't agree with that, at least you're not taking a guy out of the game for making a really good tackle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like these kids like 12 games and they're having to get ejected in this one, so they're out their next game too, and it's just like, or I guess if they're out in the first quarter, they're basically out for an entire game.
That was in the third quarter, so he'll be out the next game. I think if you're ejected in the first half, so even if it's like the last play of the first half, then I think it's just that half. I'm pretty sure.
It's just that I thought it was
– or sorry, that half and then
– the first half?
And then the first half. I can't remember. Yeah. Because I feel like Tennessee got lucky with that rule after the South Carolina – or the Alabama game in 19, we were supposed to get Batuli back and then To'oTo'o got ejected or other way around.
Yeah.
No, we're supposed to get To'oTo'o back and then with Batuli, and then Batuli gets ejected right before the half.
Yeah, they didn't even get to play each other.
Yeah, on the same play that similar to the Auburn play. Mm-hmm. Batuli made that tackle in the end zone. Made more helmet-to-helmet contact in that play, to be fair, but because there was no helmet-to-helmet contact in that Auburn play. None.
Yeah. B. Hunter said, who are the elite quarterbacks right now? I mean, Matt Corral is definitely one. I think Bryce Young is another. Brock Purdy is probably another one at Iowa State. Other than that, I mean, I guess JT Daniels, if he plays like that, I mean, he's definitely one to look at. I like Desmond Ridder at Cincinnati. I think he's pretty good. DJ Uga Lale at Clemson, he's not been what I thought he was going
to
be.
You can't claim him to be elite at this time.
Spencer Rattler also hasn't been super impressive either.
No, I mean, his name probably just because he's really, really good. Like, he's probably
– and he's at Oklahoma.
Two good games away from being in that. And he's at Oklahoma. That's a good point. Yeah, so I get tossed in that for that reason. That's the only reason I could think. Yeah, I feel like JT Daniels is kind of in that same boat as Spencer Rattler. Other than the South Carolina game, but he hadn't been super impressive. You know, obviously against, so it's like, no, I don't know. That's, I don't know if there's any true, are there any just stud quarterbacks right now? You thought was going to be a Heisman front runner, hasn't played that great. You know, Bryce Young's been good, but he's not been just.
Is Matt Corral going to win a Heisman?
He may. And that's what, and then like another guy that everyone thought would be the real deal, Derek King. Like, he's not looked good at all. It's really, and maybe that levels the playing field a little bit for a lot of these teams, that there's not just Bryce Young's played good, but Alabama doesn't just have this super elite guy out there tearing everybody up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, from the first like couple weeks, I thought he was going to be probably the front runner, but I mean, it's got to be Matt Corral as of right now.
I would think. What, I'm trying to look up his yards. Does he have that many yards?
He had 335 against Tulane the other night.
Gotcha. He's got 662 on the year. So not star studded through three games, but solid.
Ty Chandler had 198 yards yesterday.
Who'd they play?
I think Virginia.
Interesting.
I mean, we could not get that production out of him.
No. Connor Basilak, he's thrown for almost 900 yards, which, I mean, we said he's pretty solid. I wouldn't put him in the elite category. But
yes, Space Mountain said quarterback at Coastal Carolina. I think his name's Grayson McCall. Yeah, he's pretty good. I don't know if you would consider himself as a Heisman candidate.
No offense to my mullet guys down at Coastal, but I don't see a Coastal quarterback ever winning. Everyone in the Heisman.
Bryce Young did have 240 for three touchdowns against Florida, so.
No, I mean, I think Bryce Young's been really, really solid. I just don't think he's not like.
Is he kind of hurt that he's at Bama? Does he kind of hurt him?
Maybe a little. I mean, the thing is you're going to have more talent to throw to than you would anywhere else. So, no, but maybe it does make him look, you know, just kind of like a, you know, pretty good quarterback. Maybe there's some balance to it. I don't know. That's an interesting question. Just because I think, it can make you look kind of average, but it can also, if you just get the ball to your guys, it can also make you look way better than you are too. So
yeah. Hey Joe, so you were at the game yesterday. What did you see? Anything that you liked? Anything that you didn't like? Kind of get your take on it real quick.
I mean, I saw a 50 burger, so.
There you go. You know, it's hard to complain when you get a 50 burger, right?
No, you can't really complain.
That's a good rule.
I still worry about, I mean, didn't really show much tech, but like middle of the field passing, I feel like Florida might light us up right there just because, like, especially against Bowling Green, I just saw too many, like that guy's not that good, and he just burst away for 25. Nobody was standing there, just standing around, like, who's got them. So I don't know.
If it's successful against Alabama, you got to think it's probably going to be successful against Tennessee.
Right. So, I mean, I worry about it, but you know, take it one game at a time.
Yeah.
We got shut out. We got a 50 burger and we're going to enjoy it until next week.
I love that. Someone mentioned Bill O'Brien's a trash play caller. I mean, I always said he wasn't as good as Steve Sarkisian or Lane Kiffin. So, yeah, I mean, he's not an elite play caller. He's obviously going to be good, and Bama's going to continue to be good. But, no, don't think he's elite. Don't think so.
It's kind of – I feel like it'd be hard to be bad at Bama.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point too.
I'm trying to figure out like who are the like five. I mean, Malik Willis is one at Liberty that will always probably be thrown in there too. Even though he probably won't ever win it, but he was a Heisman candidate coming into the year.
I don't know if he's, I mean, I don't think he'll be a Heisman candidate, but I feel like Dylan Gabriel has gotten a lot of love maybe until that Friday night.
He's out.
Did he get?
He has to have surgery, so I think he's done.
Okay. So did he throw that interception at the end of the game, or was that their backup?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But he did tweet out something today that he's having surgery and there's no timetable for his return. Oh, Blake Corum at Michigan. He's good.
Dude, Michigan, who they played like a nobody. I mean, not a nobody, but they played – who they played last night or yesterday?
Probably wasn't nobody. It was that whatever number.
But they scored a lot of points. They may be Northern Illinois. They scored 63 on Northern Illinois. So
– who did they play – did they play
Washington last week?
Yeah, and he freaking ran. He had like 200 yards rushing against
them. Washington.
Yeah, that's right. That sounds right. Okay.
Was it Northern Illinois they played last week? Because it's showing. Hold on. All right, I've got to get to. Oh, have you seen those Wikipedia things on? You know, like where you try to get from one team to another as fast as you can on. Or, like, one thing to another, like, on their Wikipedia pages.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be really good at that on, like, ESPN getting from, like, get from Tennessee to Washington State. Like, by clicking on three schedules. I could do that easily. Like, I just got to Michigan in, like, four clicks.
Yeah, they played Northern Illinois this week. Blake Corum had 125 yards, three touchdowns on 13 carries.
Good God. Well. I thought I got to Michigan that quick, but it's loading incorrectly.
He's also from Marshall, Virginia. That's interesting. I don't know how far Marshall is from what's that town where Randy Moss is from?
I don't remember.
God, some Rand. That's right, Rand.
Randy from Rand?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I'm always shocked to hear Randy Moss speak.
Wasn't it Rand University that was the?
He went to Rand, West Virginia.
Okay, so this is Marshall, Virginia.
Okay,
Marshall in West Virginia?
Yes, that's why. Yeah, I was trying to figure out. I don't know what town it's in. I don't know if it's Marshall, but it's in Huntington, West Virginia.
Gotcha.
I did know it was in West Virginia.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, yeah, can you bet on Matt Corral being the Heisman winner? Because I will put money on that right now.
Go for it.
I don't even know if you can with the apps. I'm sure you can in some apps, but I don't know if you can on mine.
Oh, look, I'm going to get from Michigan to Eastern Carolina.
Oh, you can. Matt Corral's plus 200.
I don't think that's great odds.
Yeah, Bryce Young is plus 225. And after that, it's kind of
– I think unless Bryce Young just, like, his, like, stats drastically improve, then I think 100% Bryce Young gets a bigger lean because he's at – so it helps that he's at Alabama then. If you were talking about, like, does it help or hurt? If he does win the Heisman and nothing truly changes in his game – like, if he kind of stays where he's at with the rest of the quarterbacks, then, yeah, it helps that he's out.
The third-place guy is Spencer Rattler. It's plus 1,800.
I kind of want to mention
Blake
him. Blake
Corum is plus 7,500. So, $5 is 380.
Yeah, why not? Sprinkle a little on there.
Yeah.
Let's have some fun. Absolutely have some fun.
See what Grayson McCall is. I don't even see him on here.
May not even have futures.
Todd Chandler is plus 10,000.
Take it. What are you running for? 179 this week? Is that what you said?
198. Dang. Yeah, I don't even see Grayson McCall on here. It looks like it's gonna be Matt Corral or Bryce Young.
Yeah, no, Vegas is any kind of right. Plus 200 is – I would never take that future. I don't know what his future was at the beginning of the year. No clue. Don't really care. But
– what's Tyon
Evans? Help me any.
That's what I want to know.
There's no way.
Joe Milton is plus 20,000. $1 will win you $200.
Joe Milton's on there?
Joe Milton is on here. Eric
Wait,
Gray's
for
on
what?
Here
for how much?
Plus 20,000.
How? That's even on there. That's
I mean,
absurd.
There like it's an insane amount of people on this list. Like Connor Bazelak's on here.
Yeah, that's you're right. That is an insane.
Frank Gore Jr. I think he's at like Southern Miss is on here. It's like plus 50,000.
Heck yeah, I like that. I'll take that for you. Can Ole Miss beat Alabama? I'm gonna say no right now.
Yeah, until somebody knocks Alabama, I'm gonna say no. But I think they're probably the second best team. They're the second or third best team in the SEC. I'm pretty confident in saying that right now.
I want to look
definitely
at,
second in the East.
Now that we're talking about
the West.
It, yeah, I want to talk. Now that we're talking about it, I want to look at where Arkansas gets them on the schedule, and just like curiously, how if they could somehow pull something off. Because I feel like what Arkansas has for them is that not that they're great, but that they can upset people. Like that's what it is. They can just upset people.
Mm-hmm.
They have that ability. So they play Alabama the second to last week of the season for them, I assume, unless they've got it like listed incorrectly on – or not incorrectly, but listed weird on here, that means it's the week before the Iron Bowl. So now we're talking about it. All right, so they have New Mexico State before they play Arkansas, so that obviously doesn't help them out. Then the Iron Bowl is the week after.
Oh, there you go.
So maybe Arkansas lines up. Arkansas doesn't have the talent like Ole Miss does. That's the thing. They don't have the talent. Style of play, defense. They definitely have a better defense than Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. I just put 15 on Matt Corral and Bryce Young, so I win money if either one of those guys win it.
Did you put 14 on Matt? On did you put a dollar on Joe Young?
No. I put a dollar on Ty Chandler just to be funny. I really didn't. No, it's just a waste of a dollar. I'm too cheap to do that. I'm not that funny.
But you put a dollar on Joe Young?
Oh, yeah.
That's a waste of a dollar.
I'm just kidding. No, I did not.
Okay. I was like, that's a huge waste of a dollar.
I did not. I do kind of want to throw a dollar on Blake Corum, though.
Bet you won't.
I did it. I mean, that's $75 if he wins. That's all I got for
– That's it. We have any more questions?
That's it.
Cool.
Want to get into segments real quick?
Let's do the most important. Yeah, let's do the most important of the week.
Most important.
I kind of mentioned the Jake Haener one, him playing. I need to look up what his injury was because I have no idea what it is, but he was injured. Something going on with him. I have no idea. Then, I don't know how I'm going to show it to you. Do you know who the last SEC East quarterback to beat Alabama was?
SEC East quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
It was South Carolina. Connor Shaw?
Oh, way before Connor Shaw.
Garcia?
Steven Garcia. So I guess not way before. The quarterback before Connor Shaw. Oh,
okay.
There might have been one other guy between him. I can't remember if there was. There were years are close together. Yeah.
Florida 19 and a half. Is that a lock, Caleb?
Yeah, that's a lock for me. I'm locking it. Let's see if it goes down. Surely it can't go up, right?
Hey, Blake, how much are you putting on that?
200, easy. Maybe more. He might be putting more.
Most important. I got Craig Kimbrell, the pitcher for the Mets. He has like an impersonator, like this young kid in the crowd. Like, I don't know if you know who Craig Kimbrell is, but he does the kind of has the arm out when he's like,
Yeah. He used to pitch for the Cubs, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a kid that would do it just like him. And so he actually got to meet him. I thought that was pretty cool that meeting somebody that you're, I mean, he might be making fun of him, but it's fun.
He's definitely making fun of him, for sure. That's all. I mean, I don't know if this is most important. Did you see where the Indiana University student section ripped out an entire bleacher and was just holding it up?
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know why or you know how that lost. Came about.
They did. Not lose. Only do you have to pay for that, then you lost.
Yeah. We almost broke our bleacher. It was hanging on for dear life.
Did you see two guys at Memphis try to storm the field after they beat Mississippi State?
Three guys.
Or was it three?
Well, one guy got out. Yeah, one guy got out and he like ran, I don't know, maybe 20 yards down the field and then just got back in the stands.
Yeah, and then one guy just grabbed by the security guard and just thrown back up in the stands.
I know. I love that they weren't arrested. They're like, we're just putting you back in the stands.
Yeah, he's like, guys, don't be dumb. He just got manhandled by another man like that.
Yeah.
Was kind of embarrassing. Like, he just got embarrassed, and it went viral. So,
right.
Space Mountain, we'll do a breakdown of Florida on probably Wednesday because we are heading out of town for a wedding on Thursday. So, probably Wednesday night. Blake City put 500 on the Cardinals and won that.
Nice. Just money line?
Dude, I bet you're sweating it out for that last field goal. Yeah.
Golly.
My God.
Congrats, though.
Yeah.
Big money.
There you go. Pay that rent.
Dude, Kyler's freaking good. He's stupid good.
He's going to win MVP.
Surely. I mean, surely. Fail of the week.
My fail of the week is on Men's Warehouse. So they sent me an email saying, I'll read it. You probably got the same one. It says, "Dear Landon, we're happy to inform you that your rental is now available for pickup at Men's Warehouse. We suggest you picking it up as soon as possible for any necessary adjustments." This is on Wednesday, okay? So I go in today to pick it up, and I got asked and questioned like five times. They're like, "Oh, so when's the big day?" And I was like, "Oh, it's Saturday." They're like, "Oh, why are you picking it up so early? You told me to pick it up as soon as possible. That was Wednesday. I thought it was late." And I was like, "Well, I just don't think I'm going to be able to. I get off at 5:30 usually, so I don't want to make an extra trip out here again." So, and I'm leaving Thursday. They're like, "Okay." Well, then the next guy who like let me pay, he questioned it. I was like, "Oh my God." The guy that I tried my stuff on for, he questioned it. I was like, "Guys, do I just need to show y'all this email?"
That's funny. I haven't gotten the email. I haven't gotten that. So I didn't think it was gonna be ready until Thursday. But
well, then I like pick it up as soon as possible, get it out of our store. And I was like, "Okay, does this need to be back like, you know, like a week?" They're like, "It needs to be back the day after the event, or you'll be charged $20 a day." I was like, "Okay, it's Sunday. I got a freaking, the wedding isn't over until probably midnight, but I'm going to have to take it back that day sometime."
We have to return it to the one in Mount Juliet, too.
He said I can return it wherever.
Oh, okay. That's what they told me when I picked it up, but or when I fitted for it, whatever.
I probably will take it that. Or hopefully Chad can just take them all back or somebody.
Yeah, hopefully. That's a plan. My was that your fail? Yeah, there's your fail. I was like, I had that story. Sounds like a
people were storming at Memphis. That was
sounds like a most important for you. You don't have to go pick up your tux this week. So I don't know what you're complaining about. have you know that football coach? He used to be a high school football coach in Arkansas. I don't remember his name. He only kicks onside kicks. He never punts, and he only goes for two.
Yeah.
He coaches at
they're in Pulaski or something.
Well, now he coaches at Presbyterian. I think it's in South Carolina. It's okay. A FCS school, I believe. Or no, they're lower than that. They're like Division II, maybe.
He a head coach?
He's a head coach. They played FCS Campbell University, I believe. The Campbells, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They played them this weekend. Can you guess the final?
38-3. Campbells.
72-0.
The Campbells?
The Campbells.
Oh, my God.
I think they are, like, 2-1, but I think they played some bad teams, too. Like, lower than them. Presbyterian. But, yeah, they lost 72-0.
So. Is Campbell, like, are they, like, in the same?
I think they're – so, Presbyterian's apparently FCS. I think Campbell is FCS, too.
Mm. So, they just got twaxed.
Yes. Apparently, they turned – like, they didn't punt, like, their first possession, and they – I think Campbell got the ball, and, like, and then I think they ended up punting a couple times because of the game. Campbell, yeah, I think they're FCS as well. They are – they played Liberty, lost 48-7. They lost to – is it Elon? I think it's Elon. 24-3, mm-hmm. Is how you say their name? So
okay.
Yeah, yeah. The not good for the the never punt crowd. 72-0. Yikes. But their quarterback in week one, I think he threw 10 touchdowns. I think he threw 10 touchdowns in week one, Presbyterian's quarterback.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched the it was like a Facebook or not Facebook, Instagram series. They'd release an episode every
I think overtime
week or something. Yeah. Yeah. And I watched that, and, like, that dude is just an ass. But it was Pulaski Academy in Arkansas. That's what it
yep,
was.
Yep. That's it. Any other fails? Oh, I got one more, if you can see it. This was the – I don't know what – some channel, I assume, probably in either Charlotte or New Orleans.
Is that an ass?
I mean, yeah, that's the picture they chose for that. He's like 69. They're 69 in each other.
Nice.
Yeah, don't know what's going on.
Okay, congrats. Also, dude, my Panthers look pretty good.
Yeah, Sam Darnold. I know you're giving – I hate that you're giving Collar the MVP because Sam Darnold's got to be in the conversation.
No. I'm not speaking it into existence. I'm just going to let it play out. But yeah, we seem like we're not bad, you know, putting it on the Saints. I mean, Jameis definitely helped us out, but
yeah, yeah. Jameis did not have his best day.
Yeah. What can not you by do? Long shot.
Not by a long shot. Anything, any other fails?
That's all I got.
Guys, it's been a good one. Tennessee won. No complaints. No complaints squad. Tennessee did win, so we're getting out of here. 19.5, Blake said the line got to. I think I'd let it see if it moves down. Let's see if it moves down.
It was 17, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You think it moves down any?
I don't think it moves up. So okay. I think let's see if it moves down. So we'll see before we bet on it. Right now would take Florida to cover though, but I'd like to see if I can get that down some half point or maybe 1 point.
I'd like it at 17. I'd feel great.
I would love it at 17. Would love it at 17.5. So, guys, it's been a good one. We will see you back here at some point this week. We will land and we'll tweet it out, let y'all know. Go Vols. Let's please just be competitive this week. That's all I ask. Please be.
Yeah, let's have a good week. Nobody in trouble. Let's get healthy. And then you know who knows what. I don't think it's going to be as bad. I mean, it can't get any worse than the past couple of Florida games, right?
That's a good point. It's a good point.
I mean, Jeremy Pruitt was getting blown out by like 30 points by Florida. Don't get blown out by 30. If you lose by 20, if we get at 19.5, if you lose by 20, I'll be okay with it. I'm just kidding. I will not. But I will take money gladly.
Right. You at least made money. So.
But if they don't, like it's $20 well spent.
There you go.
That's all we got, Joe. Appreciate you producing. Fantastic job. He's dealing with some I guess Stanley Steamers is up there cleaning the carpets and having to deal with that, but appreciate him getting him back this week. And guys, good luck. Have a good week. We will see y'all later this week. We're bringing the boat in and we out.